We continue on with our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNCA as we're ready to start a new basketball season. And we're joined now by the Tigers boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith. It is brought to you by Heinen Repair. Coach, I would think a lot of expectations for your club this year after a 7-14 record. It doesn't look good on paper, but this is a team that certainly, you know, jumped out and had multiple opportunities to even win a few more games. And, you know, 2 years ago, the team went winless. So it was a huge step in the right direction. You bring a majority of the roster back. But before we kind of dive into 23-24, what was just kind of the overall thoughts and takeaways from last year's team?
With last year's group, I thought that, like I said, that summer before, we just kind of preached, you know, living in a gym, you get out of it what you put into it. And our guys really bought into that. So, I mean, we were in the gym, you know, every day. Just getting shots up, getting some individual skill work in, and just trying to get guys better. And with that came, you know, some confidence. So they started to see all that work pay off. And I think, you know, obviously as guys improve individually, you know, that helps your group. So a big part of the success from last year was just guys, you know, buying into, you know, being in the gym and improving.
Four starters back. You got multiple guys who came off the bench who have seen minutes as well returning for you, and a very veteran group back who got a lot of experience a year ago. And, you know, just kind of throwing out some names here in the backcourt. Of course, Connor Rich, a very good point guard for you. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists per game, also 3 steals per game. Tucker Holthouse, another kid with good size. Cooper Watkins, Tate Seymour, Kyle Herman, some other names, but a very heavy group in the backcourt. But I think it starts with Rich and Tucker Holthouse for you.
Absolutely. Connor has was part of, Connor and Tucker both were part of that, you know, group of freshmen that I ended up, you know, starting my first year when we went winless. And part of that was just, you know, giving those guys the opportunity to get some varsity experience, but also kind of play through some mistakes. And I told them, you know, when that happened, you know, it's unfair to, you know, throw a group of freshmen out there on varsity and expect for them to be perfect and produce at a certain level. But this year, you know, like you said, those expectations are coming along with, you know, them having the chance to be able to, you know, play and play through some mistakes and figure some things out on their own. But for sure, Connor is kind of the head of the snake and, you know, leading our group and, you know, getting us into what we want to do offensively.
Well, Gage Galley could be one of the top players in the league this year and one of the top rebounders in the league last year. Averaged nearly a double-double, basically 9 and 8. You call him the go-to guy and a really productive player across the board. What about Gage and kind of the expectation for him?
Gage is, you know, he has great size. He can play inside and outside, which, you know, makes him, you know, super versatile. He, you know, attacks the ball off the glass on rebounds. And I think last year he started slow offensively. He was just helping us in a bunch of other ways. So big thing for him, we've just been pushing, you know, his mindset, like, you know, just coming out thinking, you know, dominate all the time. And he showed some flashes of that last year. He had some big games for us, some 20-point games. He had a couple 20-rebound games last year. But, you know, just for him, just that consistency and just, you know, his mindset should be, you know, coming out and trying to dominate every single night and not it be, you know, flashes of, you know, what he could be here and there, but just, you know, every single time he's on the floor, just trying to dominate.
Future Big East League opponents, that'll be Jeff West and Silver Lake, but not this year, of course. That'll start next year when Silver Lake and a few other Mid-East League teams joining up with the Big Seven. But you get a very talented, of course, and athletic Silver Lake team in the opener on Friday. How much prep do you know about them, or have you done about this Silver Lake team? What's kind of the expectations for game number one?
This first games are typically tough just because it's hard to scout, and you don't really know, you know, who's playing, who's not playing, who's coming back from last year and all that good stuff. And, you know, Silver Lake has a new coach. So they've kind of been, you know, flying under the radar so far, you know, as far as, you know, summer and stuff goes. So I really don't know much about them. I know a few of their returners. But, you know, going into this first game, we've really just been focusing on, you know, the things that we can control offensively and defensively, and just trying to make sure that, you know, we can hit the ground running and be, you know, the best version of ourselves that we can be.
There it is. Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us, brought to you by Heinen Repair. The Tigers getting Silver Lake on Friday in the 23-24 basketball season opener. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.